So once again, I just need your full name and title. I'll check your levels.
Okay, Bob Pinnock, Wallington GMB Branch Secretary.
Thanks, Bob. And just again, that question, why has it become necessary now to take action on Monday?
Wallington Borough Council are proposing significant pay increases following a restructure of the senior management team, which will see significant increases for the senior management team. This is on the back of the ground force workers receiving a 1% increase. These increases equate anywhere between 4.4% and 13.3%.
And so, you know, you've come to this point. What's the support that you've got?
Support that we've got is joint trade union support. So there's the NJC trade unions representing our members, GMB, Unison and Unite.
Okay. And in terms of the staff in the lower sectors of the council, well, what are their thoughts on this?
They're absolutely disgusted. Morale has gone right to rock bottom. As I say, 1% increase for the ground force workers, massive increases for a certain amount of the senior management team. This is on the back of the budget this year. The council put the council tax up just under the threshold to 2.9%. And within the budget proposals, they're also looking to make savings from the ground force work ground workforce of some £250,000.
And in terms of what the guys on the ground do, I mean, perhaps they often feel overlooked a little bit. You know, they're doing the very necessary work that we need, aren't they?
Certainly are. They're the ones that actually do the work, not the managers. Particularly not the senior managers. They're the ones that keep the town clean, tidy, empty the refuse, work in the schools. They really are. They've had a pay freeze, don't forget, for the last 3 years before they got this 1% increase. To be looking for £250,000 savings on top of out of their terms and conditions, which they budgeted for, is an absolute disgrace.
And in terms of what will happen if things don't change?
As I said, morale is right at rock bottom at the minute, right the way across the council. If things don't change, the point of the protest is to hopefully change things and for councillors to vote no to these proposals. The conscience needs to be well and truly pricked. They need to understand the implications of senior managers being seen to be rewarded at the expense of the workforce.
Do you think that this protest on Monday is going to change things?
Well, I hope so. I hope it sends a clear message. Clearly, our members have been in contact via email, telephone calls. It's been horrendous, all expressing the views. We've been sending out branch emails to our members, included to notify them of the facts, the true facts, and included in that has been an attached protest form, and we've received well over 100 protest forms at the moment.
Okay, and if things, well, I've asked if things don't change, but what do you want to see happen?
I want to see the proposal on Monday night either removed from the agenda for further discussions to take place on the immorality and the obscenity of these proposals. And I want to see the senior management team, who are going to benefit from being rewarded by these significant pay increases, actually turn round and say, no, at the end of the day, we're in times of severe austerity. The council are telling us that they need to cut. We're already looking at proposals on a regular basis where it's getting to the point